This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gentleman who covers the Indiana Pacers for the Indianapolis Star joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's Dustin Dupirak. He's the beat writer. And Dustin, I must tell you, I love the picture of you on your X account looking professional in a tie. You're the only one left, Dustin.
That's it.
I'm trying to uphold the standards. I think they made me wear a tie for that picture. That was like my
I bet they did. Well, you look dang good in it.
I appreciate that. You know, I try from time to time. I probably wear a tie like once every 5 or 6 games, something like that. Maybe.
Well, by golly, it's paying off for you.
Hang on. Was it Dustin, and we had Mark Boyle, their play-by-play guy, right? The radio guy.
Yeah. Mark was with us. Mark is far more dapper than I am.
Oh, well, it's not even about that. It's the fact that you guys both suckered me in before the playoffs, or before the Cavs-Pacers series, and you guys were like, I don't know if the Pacers can do this. I don't think, and then boom, all of a sudden, I was like, oh, those guys got me. They lulled me in, and then all of a sudden, I'm watching, I'm like, uh-oh, I got played for a fool.
Who told you Indiana was going to give
Jeff him? Also said so, too, so you're not on an island for that one.
Dustin, those Pacers.
I thought they were going to lose, too. I thought the Pacers were going to lose. So that was sincere. I was not tricking you, I promise.
Well, then, no, that's okay. How did they not lose, Dustin?
You know, the biggest thing that I think has really stood out to me this entire playoff run is, I mean, they've believed in, you know, they call it the wear down effect. It's not a very complicated idea. It's just the idea that you play more guys, press, run, and you'll eventually exhaust somebody over the course of a game and then over a course of a series. And I know that's a real thing, but I just kind of thought that talent would win out, especially with Cleveland, and that Cleveland had enough depth to be able to withstand it. I just remember, like, even Mitchell saying early in the series, like, it's tough to practice against this pace when it just never stops coming at you. And then obviously you have the just dramatic comeback in game two where you saw the Cavs just really, really fade, and you saw the Pacers just have more juice to them at the end. And I think just what, especially at that point, Carlisle was getting a lot of criticism for sticking with bench guys too long, with playing bench guys that you would not usually crack a playoff rotation, you know, Ben Shepherd being, you know, one of the notable ones. And it just worked. I mean, I think even the second game two of that series, I think, really stood out to me because I think the last 6 minutes of the third quarter, he went with an all bench lineup, but he hadn't done that in a while. But then they came out for that fourth quarter and all the starters were fresher. And I think, you know, Halliburton, I think Turner, maybe Nesmith or some, I think there was 3 of the 5 starters went the entire 12 minutes of the fourth, and that, you know, leads to that comeback. And so, you know, when they pull that thing off, and then they're up 2-0 on the road. Obviously, Cleveland was in, you know, just totally behind the eight ball at that point. But I do think that's the biggest thing that happened, is that they were able to impose their will with with their ability just to exhaust you to maintain pace and all that kind of thing. I think that really worked Cleveland out. There were obviously some guys in that series were dealing with injuries. That just made things worse. for them, for the Cavs. And, you know, I mean, like, Donovan was incredible in that series. That just he just was not quite enough. Obviously, it helped that when they are coming back in that series, they were, you know, Cleveland was missing three guys. You know, that was obviously helpful for them. But still, you know, for the most part, they were playing a, you know, fully intact Cavs team, and they were just able to wear them down.
Dustin, I'm just curious, what's the energy like there in Indianapolis? And watching that last game, I had flashbacks of the Cavaliers when they got really hot with LeBron, and you could just feel the energy oozing out of the television when the Cavs are there, and I felt that same energy for the folks from Indianapolis the other night. Just tell me, what's the town like right now and how excited are folks there?
Sure. No, I mean, everybody's really lit up about it. I mean, it's one of those things, obviously, too, where it's a little bit of a surprise. You know, like, you know, sometimes you go into the playoffs and you've got the best record in the East or the second best record in the East, and you have this sense the entire time that this is where it's going. You know, that you know, you start in like December or whatever, you start thinking about, okay, like, can this team make it? And you spend the next 5 or 6 months asking yourself that question. Where this group, remember, they started 10-15. You know, I mean, like, you know, Halliburton wasn't in great shape early, and he just wasn't making shots. You know, Nesmith, Shepard, and Nembhard all go out with injuries early. And so, you know, middle of December, you're wondering if they're going to make the playoffs, you know, at that point. And so, you know, they turned it around really towards the end of that month, and then they went on a great run in January. But you still go in the playoffs when you're the four, and there's two teams that have won 60 games in the East. Your you know, presumption is, okay, well, you're not getting past both of them. You know, like, even if you get one of them, that other one's going to be standing there. And obviously they kind of break it. Not only did they beat Cleveland, but they got the Knicks to beat the Celtics, and, you know, like, I the Knicks are just a way better matchup for them because, you know, the Knicks don't play a lot of guys. You know, they had to dig deep to find Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright, you know, who, you know, I think maybe Tibbs introduced himself to DeLon Wright in the course of the series. You know, like, they had to, you know, they had to dig really deep to find some guys. And they worked. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, that was really helpful. I think Tibbs, you know, I just made fun of him, but Tibbs made some really genius moves in that series. I think it was really smart of him to put Robbins in the starting lineup. And the really smart thing I thought he did is he put Anunoby on Nembhard instead of Nesmith. And then that would have been the obvious move, is to put your longer wing on the other longer wing. But instead, it was like, okay, no, put him on an initiator. And if you've got both Halliburton, you know, Halliburton being guarded by Bridges and Nembhard being guarded by Anunoby, like, they're going to have a really hard time initiating offense. And they did. And so that made things a little bit difficult in those last two games. But, you know, like, it's been, you know, it's not a slow burn, but it's one of those things that you're only slowly figuring out it's possible. You're facing something like, whoa, like, all right, everything's possible. Now, like, you obviously still go in, and they know they're bigger underdogs in this series than any other. You know, like, they know how good the Thunder is, and they know there's a good chance that, like, this is as far as it gets, but it's still, like, one of those kind of magic runs. Like, I've only been here once since they've moved to the NBA in the mid-70s here. I think it was 76 they moved from the ABA to the NBA. And when the NBA was starting, you know, the merger happened and all that kind of thing. But, like, there's a lot of excitement. I mean, like, it's you know, definitely like one of those magic rides. We're like, wow, like, we didn't see this one coming. You know, like, we you know, you go into April and you just didn't think it was going to go all the way to June. So there's a lot of, like, kind of surprised happiness that they're all, like, everyone's kind of jumping on the bandwagon. Like, we're really there. Is this really a thing that's happening right now? So yes, it's been fun to watch. And obviously the environments have been great. I mean, one thing about Indiana, obviously, is the state is so obsessed with college basketball and high school basketball. And it's almost like they pick up the Pacers when all that's done. You know, like, there's a steady amount of crowd there, and people notice what's going on, but they get invested in whatever Indiana Purdue does, and they get invested in their high school teams, and, you know, Butler when they're good. And it's sort of like you wake up in April and see how good the Pacers are. But, like, they have, you know, jumped on this, and you just really saw it. Just, it was electric, you know, in the field house the other night. I mean, it was really something else.
Dustin Dupirak joining us. He is the Indiana Pacers beat reporter for the Indianapolis Star. In Cleveland, the big conversation now is, okay, you won 64 games in the regular season, got knocked out in the second round again for a second straight year after changing coaches. Do you need to change the team? The Pacers have made a couple of big moves in the last 3.5 years. You traded Domantas Sabonis, who is a terrific NBA player, and brought in Halliburton for a little different fit, and then the big Pascal Siakam trade a year and a half ago. How are those moves received, and do you think those moves put this team in a different echelon, Dylan?
Yeah, I mean, I think, so you go back to the Halliburton trade. I wasn't on the beat yet for the Halliburton trade. So I was covering IU at the time. So, like, it's this one I saw tangentially. And at the time, they were just cruising for the lottery. I mean, it was Carlisle's first year back. And, you know, the Halliburton trade was basically them saying, okay, like this current collection just does not work, you know, and they got to start over. But, you know, I think just the big thing there was, you know, instead of saying, all right, rip it down to the studs and just go try to stack top 10 picks for 4 or 5 years and decide to be uncompetitive for as long as it takes to rebuild a lineup, you know, they really liked Halliburton. Like Carlisle told me, like he, when he was in Dallas, they tried everything to try to trade up for Halliburton, but nobody would take him up on it. But you know, like he was a top 12 pick, and I think they were somewhere in the 20s, and they couldn't make a trade work. But he really liked them from the beginning, and he just really really kind of felt like he was a guy that could really run a team. And you know, especially when they got him in there, he said, you know, the first game Halliburton played was at like the fastest pace I'd ever coached, and I thought, wow, like this, you know, we're going to build entirely around this guy. Like this is the centerpiece. This is the thing. I'm trying to just remember the local discourse at the time was probably like, you know, they'd had to blow up and rebuild a few times. They don't completely blow up. That's the thing with the Pacers, is they tend to stay generally competitive. Like Herb Simon, the owner, doesn't like them to be total trash. So, you know, like they'd found ways, like after they had Paul George, they go get Oladipo and Sabonis, and those guys become centerpieces of a pretty good team that it makes the playoffs. And, you know, even when Oladipo gets hurt, they manage to kind of hit this steady level where they're getting in the playoffs, but they're getting swept. You know, they're at least in there. But it's like once Carlisle come in, it's like, you know, this really isn't going anywhere. But when they get Halliburton, they're like, okay, this has got to be it. Like, basically, look at this guy as the centerpiece, this guy that's going to move the ball. You know, he's going to make his own shots, but mostly he's just going to play fast, find people, get everybody involved. It's going to be this really hyperkinetic system. And you go find guys who fit that, start with shooters and go from there. Obviously, he comes in with Buddy Hield. That's a big start. But, you know, they kind of make decisions going forward about, okay, well, what about, you know, Miles Turner? Okay, they already had him on the team. Like, do we trade this guy or not trade this guy? And it's like, you know what, let's see how he plays with Halliburton and stick around with him. You know, Aaron Nesmith ends up stepping up and being a guy. They go get Nembhard as the, you know, first pick of the second round. And even though they already have a point guard, they're like, you know what, he can do a lot. Like, just don't, you know, don't think just because Halliburton's the point guard that you can't use this guy. Like, he's got some things. And everything comes together. And then, you know, by the time they get Siakam, you know, they're looking at him, they're like, that's a fringy playoff team, but they probably need another main guy, another big guy to put with Halliburton. And, you know, I think they had talked with, there was some discussion about Siakam in the previous summer. And so then, like, the heat starts really picking up after the in-season tournament. You know, they made it to the in-season tournament finals. And that's when, like, Pritchard and those guys, the front office, were like, you know what, maybe we're not that far away. Like, maybe this is the time to go land the big piece. Let's go take a swing here. And they were fortunate that, you know, they had overpaid Bruce Brown. You know, basically, so they had the contract that they could move to match salary, so that Toronto could do that. And so, you know, like, they just put themselves in a position, like, they couldn't make the move the year before. Toronto hadn't totally committed to the rebuild yet, and they didn't have a contract they could move that wouldn't hurt them. And so they were able to move that one without really costing themselves a piece that they couldn't play without. You know, Bruce Brown was a guy they could move on from. And they'll cost them some first-round picks and stuff in the future, but you're like, that was their way of saying, you know, it's now. And so that one was really, you know, received well, because it was just like, all right, like, that's the sign that they're swinging for the fences now. You know, that they're really going to take a shot at it. And, you know, like, I think at the time you were thinking, okay, well, this makes, they're definitely going to be back to being a playoff team. And, you know, we'll see what happens after that. But when that last year's team makes the Eastern Conference Finals, and suddenly you're like, okay, they're closer than you think. You know, they're closer than you were expecting. And so then you're thinking, okay, well, they're a contender. Now, whether they're up there with Boston or not is a different question, but they're at least going to be a playoff team again. You know, they're definitely going to be a team that, you know, is a threat to win a series, might be able to get to the conference finals again, you know, but at least you're building towards having a team that's going to stick around, and maybe one of those years they take a shot. But I think the Siakam deal was definitely a sign, one of the biggest signs that maybe this Pacers franchise has ever made, of saying it intends to compete and compete right away.
Dustin Dupirak joining us. He is the Pacer beat reporter for the Indianapolis Star. You said something that I thought was interesting, where when they made the Halliburton trade, even though you're covering IU at the time, it's like, okay, we think we've gone as far as this group can take us. Cavs have gone out in the second round 2 years in a row, two different coaches. The guys, oddly enough, first and second in coach of the year voting this year, Kenny Atkinson and J.B. Bickerstaff. You watch the Cavs. Do you think that team has gone as far as it can go the way it's made up, or do you think it has more juice to it?
I think it has more juice to it because it has Evan Mobley. I mean, like, I think that's the big thing. I mean, Donovan was sensational in this series. Like, it's weird that, like, you know, the Pacers have won three series, and in all three cases, like, you can't say anything bad about the superstar on the other team. You know, like, Giannis was absolutely unstoppable. I mean, Giannis was just a machine. And Donovan was incredible. And then Jalen Brunson had a terrific series, you know, for the Knicks. I mean, like, you can't come out of there being like, oh, what's wrong with this guy? Can he really do it? Like, they just didn't have enough else, and the Pacers just had too much. But, like, you couldn't look at, you know, the superstars in any of those series for the teams that got beat and say, well, they didn't do enough. I mean, Donovan just picked these guys up and put them on his back. You know, and, you know, like, there, I think there might be, you know, other tangential moves you can make. I think, you know, there was at least a couple guys. You know, Ty Jerome just didn't have as good of a series as he's had a season. I mean, Ty Jerome's had a terrific season. He just didn't have a good series. And, you know, but I think you look at, you know, Mobley is the guy with the most growth potential. And I think he made a big leap this year, but I think there's more to him. You know, I think he's just got such a high ceiling and such a high upside. You know, like, he's not quite got that Wembanyama level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cool, but like 6'11", he can handle, he can shoot, he can drive, he can block shots. Evan's terrific, and he's only, what is he, 23? You know, like, I just, you know, like, when that's going to be a centerpiece player, you can't look at them and say, well, they can only get so much further. Like, I think there's, you know, like, I think Evan made a big leap, and I think he can make a bigger one. And so, you know, if that's kind of your second guy, you can be really good. You know, I mean, they probably need depth. You know, I mean, they probably need, you know, a couple more guys. That you know, like, and I'm saying this not looking at their salary situation. Like, I can't tell, like, all right, well, how many years does this guy have left, and like, what do you have to do from a from it not going crazy from a salary standpoint, or when is this guy's contract up, like that you know, I'm not looking at it right now in front of me, but like, this is not a team, that can't grow based on what it has. You know, like, I don't think they've reached the end of their line, and getting beat a couple times in a row, I think, stings. But and I do think just the way that things are going, the windows are shrinking. And so I understand the reasoning to be, like, more concerned. But that's a really good team. And they won 64 games. And, like, I don't think they're incapable of winning a second-round series. I mean, they probably would have beat the Knicks, you know, honestly. You know, like, I think if they played the Knicks, I think they would have beat them. And, you know, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. But again, like, I think the Pacers just brought a pace and a style that was problematic for them at the time, and they did just enough to, you know, again, make a crazy comeback in game 2. I mean, that was wild. You know, I mean, that was nuts. You know, like, the Pacers won 3 comeback games that are crazy, and they needed breaks and everything like that to get to this point. But, you know, I don't look at Cleveland and see a team that can't make it. You know, I mean, they do need to be healthy going into the playoffs to have a better chance, and there are some marginal moves that they should probably make. But, you know, I don't think a team that centerpieces are Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley is cooked in any way.
Dustin, thank you for your time. Great insight. You can follow Dustin on X at Dustin, and last name DOPIRAK. Dustin Dopirak, thank you very much. Follow along during the NBA Finals, as he'll have plenty of coverage on the Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.
I think it's interesting how they made a couple of major moves and changed their team. They determined some time ago, 3.5 years ago, in season, that, yeah, we're probably in, that's about as far as this group's going to take us. And this group featured one of the great interior players in the NBA, in Domantas Sabonis. And they traded him to Sacramento and brought back Tyrese Halliburton. Well, that worked. And then a year and a half ago, they gave up a boatload. And a similar trade to what the Cavs made for Donovan Mitchell. But you could make the argument that the top-notch NBA talent wasn't there, like Lowry Markkanen. You know, Lowry, really good player in Utah, good player when he was here playing the role that he was asked to play. And Colin Sexton, a guy who averages, you know, plenty of points a game. And they gave up some talent and some draft picks to bring in Siakam. And I asked Dustin, you know, what do you think about the Cavs? And he said he thinks they have more juice, Andy, that there's more to go there because you have Donovan Mitchell and a growing Evan Mobley.
Is it just those two? That's the question, though. Do they need the other parts of that core four? And so, yeah, I thought you brought it to break, and I thought you were right. Is he just alluding to take those two guys and then figure out the rest? Is that what the future is? And you could go back and talk a little bit about where you were talking like 2 segments ago about, hey, look how quickly the Pacers put this together. Look how quickly
the Knicks put this thing together.
Yeah. So I just – they have the player. The question is, or do they have two of the player and then they need to rebuild around the outside? Is that the question? If they want to rebuild, they won that many games.
I think they have two guys that are clearly upper echelon in the NBA. And if you need proof of that, just look at the two guys that made all NBA teams. Donovan Mitchell, first team, Evan Mobley, second team. There are only 10 guys on those teams. That's a huge team.
I think hang on to Garland, hang on to Jarrett.
Unless, for instance, Indiana thought we'll take the dynamic point guard who's 6'5", and trade the big guy who's one of the best big guys in the NBA because of the way they wanted to do things. And, you know, I'm not moving Darius Garland just to move him. That'd be silly. I wouldn't move Jared Allen just to move. So then to move Jarrett, period, because you need two big guys. But, man, you've got to work those phones because clearly I don't think Indiana's going to get worse. I don't think they're going to get worse. I don't think the Celtics in a year or two when they get Jason Tatum back are going to get worse. And other teams are going to get better. Detroit, Orlando, interesting. Brian is with us. Hello, Brian, in North Ridgeville.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, thanks for taking my call. I love the show.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on what you guys are talking about. I agreed with Dustin that the beat reporter there who called in and said that the Cavs can grow with their current roster, and I agree with that. I don't think they should cut anybody. Anyone who thinks that they should ditch Darius is a fool, in my opinion. he's an all-star, and it's funny. I remember texting my friend during the finals or before the final saying, you know, hey, Ty Jerome looks like he can be a starter. He's a stud. And then he couldn't hit the broadside of the barn when the final started. And I said, okay, we absolutely need Darius. But the point is that we beat all four of the teams in both of the conferences in the conference finals. We beat all of them during the course of the season. And I think the main factor that that befell the Cavs is the unfortunate injuries. You know, you chop three legs off of your team in the playoffs, and you're gonna have problems. And that's an unfortunate irony, especially for the great coach of the year Kenny Atkinson's approach all year of juggling our deep bench and our players to keep these guys fresh. So that's all I had for you guys, and I really appreciate you taking my call. Keep the team.
You got it. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest thing we learned as Cavs fans is what happened during the regular season just doesn't matter. I mean, especially when you go back and look at the with those last two games against Indiana really didn't matter, did they? No. During the regular season?
Oh, no.
No, they didn't mean anything. So, we could sit around and say, okay, they beat them.
There was only one game where they actually, the Pacers played the Cavs at full strength, and that was the first game, and Indiana won it in Cleveland. Tyrese Halliburton didn't play the next game in Indiana.
I see a definite argument for not wanting to change anything.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But I think people get antsy, and they're like, well, they can't. And by the way, the Cavaliers, since Dan Gilbert's taken over, I mean, it's not like this team hasn't been antsy since the first day he got here, right? But that's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying it's a good thing because you have ownership that wants to spend money, that will do whatever it takes to get better, to try to put players in the right position, to supplement great players when you know you have the great player, and then to be able to do whatever it takes to want to win a championship. I mean, I've always respected them for that, but I don't know if patience is always there, even though, I mean, there have been times before where, I mean, I guess they could have been patient and not gone back to LeBron the second time. I don't know. If you look at their commitment to Kyrie at that point.
Yeah.
But guess what? You got a championship out of it. So being impatient never bothered me there. And how many trips to the finals?
Four.
Yeah, so.
Let me throw this one at you, though. Okay. If you don't want to make any major moves, and I could understand that completely.
I don't think you can, but keep going. Yeah.
How do you get better?
I don't know.
Get better from within?
Yeah, you're going to have to, aren't you? Or try to make one move.
Is it health? Can you, and I have a problem with this. Can you completely, and maybe you can you completely write off what happened against Indiana due to the Cavs having some injuries? Can you do that?
It was the first time that they were battling injuries the way they were all season long, with major players getting hurt throughout the season.
Got smoked in five, though, Andy. You know, my fear for the organization is if they say, well, you know what, we were hurt, so we're okay. Maybe you are. Maybe you are.
You're also a year older.
Yeah, I personally think you just have to have your eyes and ears wide open if there's an opportunity that presents itself to improve this team. Ken is in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Gentlemen, so I have a couple questions for you. I am. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So I've got a question for you. So I think, well, what do you think about playing Craig Porter Jr. a little bit more? You know what I mean? Because for one, he does play good defense, right? And also, what about playing Tyson more? I know he's younger, but he's a little bit taller. Also, the only way you're going to give Mobley more shots, you got to give up Garland. As I do like Garland, don't get me wrong, but you got two ball dominant guards that shoot it, and you got to get the ball somewhere, right? It's like, I understand it's going to get hard to get rid of him, but we got to do something. If I don't have a problem bringing it back, but it's like I think that Craig Porter Jr. did a good job when Garland was injured, correct? So I think maybe we could play him a little more. I just don't know what to do because it's like Garland just seems to not show up in the playoffs. I mean, it's not like he's totally blank, but like, look at Indiana, look at these
I'm going to go with it. He was hurt there, too, though. Yeah,
he could. That could be.
And I would agree with you. I'd agree with you about Darius. The shots for Mobley are going to have to come from somewhere. And I think Darius is a place where those shots could come from. I would think that's the case. Ken, thank you for the phone call. I don't see Craig Porter Jr. starting, but I could certainly see him coming off the bench and playing well. I think that could definitely work. The issue is this. Are they locked into that? And if so, then how do you improve things? Again, the two ball dominant guards, they both need shots. They both take a lot of shots. And if Mobley's going to take yet another step, and he did this year, second team all NBA. I mean, people around the NBA saw it, liked it, and he only averaged like 12 shots a game because he was really good defensively and he did a lot of things offensively. But he took only about 12 shots a game. Well, I'd like to see him take 16 or 17 shots a game and then see what you have. Where are those going to come from? I threw this out earlier, Andy. Can you sit down with Darius in the offseason like you sat down with Donovan last offseason and say, hey, for the betterment of the team, we want you to play fewer minutes, as they told Donovan last year,
right,
and take fewer shots. And Donovan bought in. Could they say to Darius, we want you to take fewer shots and be more of a facilitator? Would that work?
Do you think they had that conversation last year with him?
No.
Okay. Then.
No, I think he did exactly what he was asked to do, and he did it well. See, Darius is a heck of a player. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It has nothing to do, in my estimation, nothing to do with his ability as a player. It has everything to do with fit and how this team gets better moving forward. As to why I would listen to phone calls and why I would make some phone calls if I'm the Cavaliers. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.